It all started about 2 weeks ago. I was sitting on the couch watching TV when I heard my text ring go off. John Cleese's "Message for you, sir," from Monty Python's Holy Grail. I pulled the phone out of my pocket and read the text. "Hello, customer. Get $1,500 cash now. Loan for you. Call 866-5555 to begin. Reply stop to end." Ugh, spam, I thought. What a pain. I had no idea. Within an hour, I received a phone call from a number I didn't know. I answered and said hello. There was a pause on the other end, that nauseating bit of nothingness in phone calls that lets you know some computer has randomly called your number and is now transferring you to an operator. Before I could hang up, the voice went on. Apparently, according to the person on the other end, I had applied for a loan online and this was the number I had given them. They were calling me to complete the application process. I told them that I hadn't applied for any loan and to remove my number from their database. Almost before I finished my sentence, they hung up. It was not the last phone call I would get that day. It was not the last phone call I would get that hour. By my recollection, I received 10 other phone calls the rest of the day, all from companies saying the exact same thing, that I had applied for a loan online and they were calling the number provided to complete the process. My response quickly became efficient and rehearsed. "No, I hadn't applied for a loan. Please take my number off your list." The curious and most frustrating thing was that each company was different from the one before, so I couldn't tell one company to stop it for all the others. It was like hitting the reset button every time. And if I didn't answer, then they would leave me voicemail messages, and they call back. This went on for days. At some point, I made a conscious effort to put as many pieces of the puzzle together that I could. It was obvious the person on the other line was sitting at some massive call center in India or somewhere. Eventually, the pieces became clear. Apparently, to them, I was Howard. Howard from somewhere in California. And Howard had engaged in some transaction online that he probably shouldn't have and extended me the courtesy of giving them a random cell phone number which just happened to be mine. For the record, I'm not a fan of Howard. It got to the point that I would look at the number coming in and immediately recognize it as one of those calls, an 800 or 866 number or some number out in California somewhere. So I would answer and immediately start saying with a sternness in my voice unbecoming of my style, "I'm not Howard." I'd repeat this over and over again and tell them they had a wrong number, that Howard had given it out randomly and without my permission, and they needed to remove it from their database. I'd keep repeating this until they got the picture and would apologize and hang up. There was one instance that stood out from all the rest, though. It began like all the others, a phone call from somewhere in California, me answering with my standard and stern, "I'm not Howard." But things took a crazy turn when the voice on the other end mimicked my sternness and responded, "Oh, yes, you are, Howard." The more I tried to convince this guy that I was not Howard, the more he tried to convince me that I was. I told him I lived in North Carolina. He told me I lived in California and gave me an address. I told him I never applied for a loan online. He told me I had and recited a Social Security number, which was not mine. "You are Howard," he assured me, "and we're sending the collections team out to you right now." And then it hit me what I needed to do. So obvious. I told him, "Listen, do it. Absolutely send out that collections team to that fictitious address in California and flash that manufactured Social Security number in his face." "I mean it," he said. "We're coming." "Great," I said. "Go and find Howard, and when you find him, tell him to stop making up cell phone numbers and applying for loans from third-rate online companies, because chances are those numbers belong to actual people who don't have time for the silliness." "You're Howard, and we're coming to get you," he said, and hung up. I sure hope they did. The calls kept coming, but not nearly as frequently. Maybe after a while, the numbers work its way through the system and gets flagged as a dud. But if you happen to be with me sometime in the future and my phone rings and you see me look down at the caller ID and watch my eyes roll, you'll understand why I answer the phone with a rather strange greeting. I'm not Howard.